Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream to Me, I Believe.
I'm Simi, Clara,
Diane,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Ricky,
Adam, Michael.
Time management is all important for college success, and learning how to plan your time is an essential lesson for first-year students. Time is tricky. It is difficult to control and easy to waste. When you look ahead, you think you have more time than you need. For example, at the beginning of a semester, you may feel that you have plenty of time on your hands, but towards the end of the term, you may suddenly find that time is running out. You don't have enough time to cover all your duties, so you get worried. What's the answer? Control. Time is dangerous. If you don't control it, it will control you. If you don't make it work for you, it will go against you. So you must become the master of time, not its servant. As a first-year college student, time management will be your number one problem. Time is valuable. Wasting time is a bad habit. It is like drugs. The more time you waste, the easier it is to go on wasting time. If you seriously wish to get the most out of college, you must put the time management into practice.
Long time no see, Sally. How have you been? You look a little tired.
Hi, Teresa. Nice to see you. Well, now I am really experiencing the toughest days in this semester. I have 3 assignments needed to be done on this weekend because the deadline are on next Monday. And I have to prepare for a presentation next Wednesday, and I will have a task on this Friday. Oh, sorry. I have been complaining about all my stuff.By the way, how are you these days?
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you are that busy dealing with all the issues. As for me, I have just been back yesterday. I had a 2-week vacation to Europe. That's a lot of fun. I did enjoy this relaxing tour, and it just provided me a chance to free my mind of those heavy schoolwork.
Wow, that sounds amazing.I do envy you, but I remember we have the same assignment. Have you finished all those works yet? That's a lot to do.
Yeah, I made it before my holiday. I don't want to procrastinate till the last day. To be crazy about finishing it. So I pushed myself forward.And had all the work done by the end of last month. As a result, I rewarded myself a brief trip to Europe to refresh.
Can't believe that! You just have a talent in time management, aren't you?
Speaking of it, I do consider myself as a procrastinator who always putting off doing tasks till the deadline. Though it drives me crazy over and over, I just cannot get rid of it. I'm totally stressed out now.
Have you tried to make a few plans?
Well, I tried, but I simply failed to keep up with it.
Well, that's a point.
You have to make a list of things you have to do and then make an achievable plan. Don't dream that you can have all the work done on one day. Divide them into little tasks and spend a little time doing them every day. When one task is done, try to reward yourself. Then you will find yourself being more efficient and motivated.
Thanks. That's definitely a precious advice. I hope that I can improve my time management skills next time. As for now, all the stuff just mess up in front of me, and I just don't know which one I should do first.
Calm down, Sally. Relax.
But the time is limited. Everything seems to be an emergency.
You can make up a plan now. List the things that are most important and less important. Start with the most important one. Set up a time that you need to finish it. Don't procrastinate.
But I am not confident that I can really get things done due to the plan. People procrastinate just because they don't want to follow plans and want to have fun right at the moment instead of worrying about those deadlines. Moreover, I just gave up changing my mind.
Oh, of course. One other common contributor of procrastination is being too overwhelmed with your new idea to get started. If you have an idea, make a plan and write it down. Take it week by week and understand that most of the things that you want to accomplish to take time, so now make a list first.
Oh, sorry, I have to check on my Facebook. Someone made a comment and maybe he wants to contact me for something.
Oh dear, put your cell phone away. Get away from the distraction. Facebook stalking may be your biggest enemy, and if you want to really stop procrastination, you've got to block all your distractions. So avoid checking emails, Twitter, or even logging onto Facebook when you are sitting down to work. Make it a strictly work affair, and hopefully you will finish it in time.
Okay, maybe I have spent too much time on this app so that I can't focus. I'm gonna make a plan now. Thanks for your advice, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Good evening, I am Adam. Developing effective time management skills as a college student is critical to your academic and social success in college. Your success or failure in college is greatly affected by your effective use of time. But being a college student is also a very time-consuming job. Therefore, it is important to learn good time management skills and habits that will not only help you on the road to academic success in college, but will transfer into areas of your professional and personal life. There are specific steps you can take to help you manage your time effectively. Plan enough time for study as a general rule. In college, you should study at least 2 hours outside of the classroom for every hour that you are in a class. Develop the habit of studying at the same time each day. It creates stronger study habits. Get a weekly or monthly planner, depending on your preferences, and write all due dates for assignments and test dates. then 2 weeks before the assignment due date. Write start on the assignment 1 week before the due date. Write finish. This will allow for the weekly reminders leading up to the actual deadline. Use your free time immediately after class wisely for copying notes and reviewing the material. Study for 20 to 25 minutes intervals and then take a short break. Research shows that studying in shorter blocks or intervals of time and then taking a break is more beneficial than studying constantly for hours. Therefore, review material in smaller blocks of time. Schedule a 1-hour weekly review and use weekends if possible. Do have some unscheduled time and be flexible. This will allow you to have more time to do things you want to do.
Taking 1 day off from any academic or school-related work each week and don't even think about it. Take short power naps at some point during the day to help recharge your battery. Make a list. The thing about making lists is that you actually have to use them. You may want to set reminders on your phone and computer. Lists really do work if you use them. One of the most important things is to make sure your list feels attainable. No one wants a 30-item to-do list and have to. At the end of the day, look at 20 items that didn't get done. Prioritize yours and others' needs and plan accordingly. You might even want to make 3 lists, personnel, home, and work. Set deadlines. Again, there is no point in setting deadlines if you make executive decisions to always push them back. Set your deadline a few days before the task absolutely has to be done. This allows for the possibility that other things will get in the way, but also allow for you to get the task done. Stop multitasking. Multitask often seem to think they get more accomplished, but it's not always the most productive or efficient route. Let's face it, our minds work better when we are truly able to focus and concentrate on one thing. Use all of your downtime for planning is bad and can lead to increased stress and burnout. However, if you find yourself sitting in early morning traffic, this may be a good time to prioritize in your day and make plans for dinner. If you're waiting in the doctor's office, this may be a good time to write the grocery list. If you have opportunities like this, make the best of them, but also remember to use them for relaxation as needed. Reward yourself. When you accomplish something, celebrate it. How you celebrate is up to you. My word of advice is to keep whatever you choose to do healthy. Make sure it's something you really enjoy. Don't do it in excess, and don't let it cause you to get further behind. Time management skills are an essential part of making your day just a little easier. Find what works for you and stick to it.
We already know some method about ranging time, so now let me introduce a time schedule which is said to be the best one for people.
Come away, little lost, come away to the water. Away from the life that you always
knew. 7:30 a.m. Get up. According to a research given by the University of Westminster, regardless of the time to go to bed, 5:22 to 7:22 a.m. in the morning of the second day crosses a wheel the highest, which can make people more easily get heart attack. Therefore, get up at 7:22 a.m. from bed can protect people's health. 8 o'clock to 8:30. Eat breakfast. Do eat breakfast. It is necessary to balance blood glucose levels in the body. Dr. Kevin Williams suggests, try oatmeal, which may slowly release energy, so that you won't easily have the sense of hunger in a long period of time. 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. No exercise and take off your clothes. Professor Robin found training every morning can lead to more infectious diseases for athletes because the human body immune system in this period is the weakest. Take off your coat and tight dress, for it can cause back pain. 11 o'clock, stay away from your computer and eat some fruits. This is the best way to get the energy in demand of the morning work. You'd better eat some green vegetables every day, such as spinach or red fruit. The iron in vegetables is 4 times more than the vitamin C in fruit. When we look at the computer screen, your eye system will lock there, which will cause visual fatigue. We blink our eyes to keep our eyes wet. But when people focus on computer screen, almost not blink, of course, it will cause dry eye.
1 o'clock p.m. time for lunch. We need to eat lunch to provide energy for afternoon activities. Dr. Wellen said, in big beans, fiber is extremely rich, and natto sauce can combine the efficiency of fruits and vegetables. Chew sugarless gum can reduce the risk of getting tooth decay even if people eat sweet or sour foods. 2 o'clock, take a snack and have some yogurt. Human body needs a small buffer at this time. Researchers from the University of Athens found that taking a snap at least 3 times every week, the odds to get heart disease were more likely to be 37% less than other people. Drink a bottle of yogurt. Plain yogurt can balance the bacteria in human body. 7:30 o'clock, dinner time. If the carbohydrate is rich, it will cause the human body's blood sugar rising, make the digestive system in the superload running state, then have a bad influence on sleeping. The best dinner choice should be more vegetables, a small amount of carbohydrate and protein plus. 9:45. From 9:45 to 11 o'clock p.m., turn off the TV and have a shower. This is done to prevent the brain from being overstimulated to affect sleep. For the same reason, do not watch TV when you are in bed. Jim Hur suggests, as you want to sleep soundly, you should reduce the temperature appropriately. When you take a hot bath, the body's temperature will soon be down by itself. 11:30 p.m. Time to sleep. If you want to get up at 7 a.m. in the morning the next day, you need an 8-hour sleep. On average, men need at least 7 hours sleep every night, and for women, the time is 7 hours 20 minutes.
So now, guys, you've already known the best time schedule in the world. Why not give it a try at the moment to see whether it is a good one or a bad one?
There is a common view in CUC that a foreign language student leads a busy life to other students. As for a foreign language college student, I can tell a lot of differences between other major students and us. Like, we improve our skills by using the fragmentary tone to remember words and being pushed to be an early bird to practice speaking and oral language over and over again by the piano lake, while others think it no need to do so. So far, we still have to deal with kinds of dictation in classes and be active in many association work. So it seems to us, tone arrangement means a big deal. Early birds catch worms, wake up early between 6:30 and 7 a.m. to meet with a new day, helps in keeping healthy and happy. Just open your eyes, scratch yourself, and draw the curtain aside to glance at the morning sight and remember not to be a bad worm, or else you will get caught and eaten by those diligent early birds. In the morning, we usually have 4 classes, and then comes the lunch time. After lunch, take a nap is a good choice, for it can heighten your sense and creativity, as well as improve learning and working memory. If you prefer to keep energetic and want your time to be well arranged, just take a nap. It comes to 1:30 when we finish the nap. Classes in the afternoon end at 5 p.m., which means the flexible time of the day begins. Scientific research shows that human memorizing ability peaks in the evening, so it's important to make good use of it. Most of the time, as a studio student, you may come to the library, settle yourself in a comfortable seat, and start hitting the boards, reviewing and preparing lessons before classes. Or else you can choose to read out loud in the corridors in the dormitory to deepen the memory. While sometimes you may get your association work to complete, favorable movie to see, or some appointment to make with your date. This will probably cut down your study hours and make you confused in the next day's class. You need to balance their relationship and be a controller in the first place. Good time arrangement shows the good planning and organizing skills. How to settle all the things properly during the limit moment is a great subject to us foreign language students. It is indeed our first time to be in a university, far away from our parents and home, and become independent on our own. So we usually get disturbed by those tiny silly problems. The following tips may be of help. Firstly, make your essential work down in a long night or weekend when you are expected and won't be disturbed. Then pick up the fragmentary tone to do the remembering. Plenty of new words to remember in the tone takes up too much energy while ineffective. So seize the short tone between two things is a lesson that every language student should learn. Besides, make sure that you have at least one thing to do in a certain time during the day that won't be easily changed at weekends and holidays, in order to make life more regular, such as having breakfast at 7, do some reading at 6:30 afternoon, or take a shower at 9:50. What's more, leave a long enough flexible time to get relaxed, like listening to music and watch movies, as well as allowing yourself to have a chance to enjoy the process of life. Good habit development needs persistence and self-controlling for over 21 times. During this long pyramid, we will get not only a more regular life, her capacity of self-controlling and proper organizing. In a word, the case of being a well-organized person never did run smooth. If only you stick to what you decide to do. So be well-dressed to make a certain time plan of yourself.
Hello, I'm Michael. Today I will talk about time management for engineer and science students. You know, the most important thing for engineer and science students is studying. So let's get this straight. You have so much to do in the limited amount of time you have. You have to attend your classes, fulfill social commitments, spend time with your family, work out in gym, and many more of the meaningful such things at the on your priority list. Trying to manage so many things at the same time can leave you mixed up between stuff if you don't have a proper schedule for all such things. So today we list the 5 most important time management tips that will ensure that you'll be able to give time to each and everything that's important for you. First, always maintain a to-do list. There must be a billion things that you need to do in the coming 24 hours before lunch. But you will have something chances are that there will be at least one or two things that will slip out of your mind. So, be advised that you maintain a to-do list so that you have a track of all the things that you completed. That way, you won't miss out on the things that are yet to be done. Second, compromising on your sleep is a big no. No matter how much stuff still remains to be done, always make sure that you have time to catch some sleep. Even if your body is still raring to go, a good sleep will ensure that you have a fresh mind to complete the remaining things. Resting for a while will make you look back at the development of the day and trouble even some ideas for the remaining stuff. Third, during the exam time, starting prioritizing things. Ideally, there shouldn't be such a situation where you have to leave out stuff due to lack of time. But if there is, you should give priority to the courses that you have more importance than your final result. It can happen that you don't meet all the deadlines that you set for yourself. If you can't foresee such a situation, by breaking down stuff into smaller pieces, and you will see things become a bit simpler. Fourth, while you are attending the lecture, concentrate all your attention in class. Most of us never pay attention during the lecture and are busy doing something or the other. As time passes by, you will realize that things would have been much better if for those 30 to 35 minutes you could pay attention to the teacher and not anything else. So, start paying attention when you are sitting in a lecture and try to gain the maximum in that time. The time you take while going through the same stuff again during the exams will be reduced by a big margin. The last, time management during the exam. Well, how many times have you seen students screaming that the time was too less to complete the paper? To make sure that you never face such a situation, follow one simple rule. Start solving questions that carry the maximum weightage first. That way, you're giving yourself a chance to maximize your score, and during the last few minutes, you'll be left with those questions that carry a little weightage and can be answered precisely. Following these tips will surely help you utilize your time in a more efficient way.
Paris, right?
Yeah.
I'm Christy, a second year civil engineering student. Today, I'm going to show you what I do on an average day.
Sounds great.
So normally, I have about 4 hours of lectures and tutorials each day. Actually, I'm meeting up with my group on our project now. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Civil engineering students do lots of group work based on real-life engineering projects. This year, we're designing houses and community centers for people in East Timor. I get to experience what it's like to be an engineer, as well as work with different people.
So currently, I'm working on a soil mechanics lab report. It's a really great way to get hands-on experience.
Actually, a few fourth years have labs too. Ah, there's Joe working on the project. Hey, Joe.
So normally, I study in the design center, but sometimes I will study here in the library. Enough about me. What do you do as a software and civil engineering student?
Well, as a fourth year student, I have a lot less lectures, but most of my time is spent on my research project, which is on the water food energy nexus. It's something that really interests me and really expands my knowledge on this area. But it's not all work.
I am the chief editor of the college's math newsletter. I get to work with students from different courses across the college, producing articles that reach over 5,000 students.
I end 3 days of my week with a session at the table tennis club of the university. Actually, our first team just qualified for the Premier Division, so exciting stuff. So whether it's table tennis
or dodgeball,
there's always something for everyone at the University of Birmingham.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。